Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second hour of the Live with Rank show. Appreciate you tuning in. And as promised, Congressman Peter Meyer, here from this great state of Michigan, has called in as scheduled, and I really appreciate that. So let's welcome him right away. Good morning and welcome to the show, Congressman Meyer. Appreciate you, as I just said, calling you in. I wanted to talk with you about what's going on, current events. Obviously, the biggest one being Ukraine and Russia, and your thoughts as an elected representative of the state of Michigan in our federal Congress, or in our Congress, where you stand on the extent of the involvement we should get into with this, as well as Biden's State of the Union address, where he spoke of this. So, again, welcome to the Live with Rank show.
No, thank you, Rank. You know, I think there's very broad agreement on both sides of the aisle. You know, we are looking to economically isolate and devastate Russia for this illegal war of aggression and attack on Ukraine. And just to put one thing out there to make it perfectly clear, without involving U.S. troops, without getting to a point where American forces and Russian forces are going at it, that is something I think we are crystal clear on. There are maybe a handful of people who support the idea of a no-fly zone. I do not. And again, anything that puts American and Russian forces fighting each other is unacceptable. But we are doing what we can to support the people of Ukraine, to support the Ukrainian military as they defend themselves, and to make sure that Vladimir Putin, the elites in Russia, that they suffer the penalties that we can put on them, that they are economically crippled, that they are isolated on the world stage, and that they stop, that they pull back, that they leave Ukraine, they let Ukrainians determine their own future, and that they are, you know, that we're working to seize their assets, we're working to seize their yachts, their luxury penthouses. Obviously, the Russian economy has been devastated because you cannot participate on the world stage if you are going to be attacked.
Yes, I did hear that Germany took a $600 million yacht from one of his closest oligarchs. Here's the question I have, and I'll give you what I'm hoping for, and you can certainly give us your thoughts. And I've been saying this on air. We need to – how long will these sanctions keep in place? Let's say they were to withdraw, which probably is not going to happen. But how long – what's the mood of the Congress to keep these sanctions in place? Because here's my opinion. They should be in place until Russia pays back for the rebuilding of Ukraine, as well as they should be thrown out of Crimea. So now we put all of Ukraine back together. They should keep those sanctions on no matter what it does to the Russian people, because it's up to them to revolt and get rid of their Putin. Keep those sanctions on until they pay back for the rebuilding of that, and all these innocent people that they're killing, they pay their families in some type of court. What is your thought on that?
Well, I completely agree. I mean, I think the sanctions need to stay on. We need to be seizing the assets of those oligarchs who have enabled the Putin regime to do what it's doing right now, to conduct the crimes it's doing right now. You know, I hope and pray we get to a point where again, like you said, the annexation of Crimea is reversed, right? Ukraine's territorial integrity is respected. You know, think of Ukraine in 1994 under the Budapest Memorandum agreed to give up its nuclear weapons in exchange for promises, assurances that its territorial integrity would be respected. Russia agreed to that. The U.S. agreed to it. The U.K., Germany, there was multi-parties here that said, we will make sure that Ukraine is kept whole. So until that agreement is lived up to by the Russians, until the reconstruction occurs, until, you know, I think it's frankly hard to see how, you know, those sanctions could ever come off as long as Vladimir Putin is in charge of Russia. You know, I hope we can get to the point down the line where we can have those conversations. But right now, it's hard to see that happening.
Well, I'm glad to hear that at least you and hopefully more people in Congress have the same feeling. My biggest worry is that if he was to somehow say, okay, I'm done, I'm going to cry, which I don't think is going to happen. I'm crying uncle, pulls all the troops out except Crimea, and then we lift those sanctions. There's the destruction that they've done and brought on to this country has to be paid for, and it shouldn't be paid for by the taxpayers of United States or Germany or France or where have you. It has to be paid by him and certainly his oligarchs and what have you. I was really happy to see also in your statement concerning Biden's State of the Union address, you wrote, in a welcome surprise, Biden reversed course and affirmed he is opposed to defunding the police in defiance of the most vocal members of his party. While I also appreciate the president's acknowledgement of negligent policies that led to skyrocketing numbers of illegal aliens crossing our southern border, I will believe he is committed to securing our borders when he actually does it. That's what I was happy. And as Congressman Meyer and I were talking off air, off record on some things and just bouncing some things back on each other. And we were agreeing on way too many things. I told him, this is just very, very odd. but again, it proved, as I said,
the dark times.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the cats and dogs are sleeping together. No, I don't mean it in that way. I know you and I had loggerheads over the Trump issue. But my point to him was I am a person who's agree with you or disagree with you based on the issues and the policies and what I think and nothing more. I completely agree because I don't care about words. And I've been saying for years, it's not the words you should watch. It's how they vote and what they do. Now, you may have an explanation about how you vote, and that's all fine and dandy. So I was really happy to hear you say that. Let's see what he does. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, if you're President Biden right now, you know, your approval rating is in the gutter, right? I mean, nothing is going well. I was hoping that we would see more of a reversal. I mean, what I like to call the Domino's CEO strategy, or if you remember a couple of years ago, the Domino's CEO said, hey, listen, we get it. Our pizza is terrible. We're going to make it better, and here's how we're going to do it. And I'll be honest, Domino's pizza, it's good now, right? Now, Biden didn't fully go the Domino's pizza CEO strategy, but he did at least acknowledge two things that I think many in his party didn't like that he said. One was that he does not support defunding the police, that we need to fund the police. He got some pushback from the far left. And then number two, and I think this is the first time I heard it from him, he said that we need to secure the border. Now, like I said, like you said, those are words. And I like hearing those words, but we have not seen any significant investment or empowerment of our Border Patrol officers. About 3 weeks ago, or maybe that just been 2 weeks ago, but obviously it was right as the war in Ukraine was breaking out, we sent a resolution of inquiry, which is a formal, you know, demand for document preservation so that when the Republicans are in the majority, we can get a better understanding and hold people accountable for the fact that the Biden administration left our border wide open, that they were sending those signals to folks in Central America, essentially saying, we're not Donald Trump's administration, and we're not going to discourage folks from coming. You know, it took months for Kamala Harris to go and say, oh, yeah, please do not come. Right. I mean, but they were weak. They were tepid. They stopped border wall construction. Right. I mean, on January 20th, when Biden was sworn in, all border construction stopped.
Yeah. And all the materials just sitting out there rusting.
To contractors. They were sitting there rusting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And we were still paying them. You know, right. We had contracts that we were paying out and paying them to do nothing. Right. So that is what we are going to hold folks accountable for when we're in the majority. I'm the lead Republican on the Homeland Security Oversight Committee, and that is how, you know, we are going to be forcing them to not only acknowledge what occurred, figure out how it occurred, make sure it never happens again, but hold those individuals who are negligent to account for that. So, like I said, Biden, he said the right things. Let's see if he actually does something about it. We will keep holding him to that standard until our border is secure, until we stop the flow of illegal immigrants coming across our border and get control of that situation.
Right. Words are have to be said first, but how about action? Usually there's action right away after the State of the Union when they make these bold statements. There has been none, which tells me none will come. Real quickly, I know you're running out of time here. Would you like to comment on the outdated AUMFs that you are working on? And explain what an AUMF is.
Well, and I was talking earlier that we don't want to have American forces, you know, fighting against Russia. And I was part of a bipartisan group of 40 members. I mean, it was members of the squad, members of the Freedom Caucus, you know, very diverse, that said to the president, you know, prior to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, to be clear, if you are going to send forces there, you need Congress's permission. Now, again, not saying that Congress will give them that, but you have to go through Congress for this. This is the Constitution, Article 1 responsibilities on war and peace live with the Congress. But, you know, so anytime that we're short of the declaration of war, if the president sends forces into hostilities, he needs Congress's permission through what's called an authorization for use of military force, an AUMF. Right now, we have three AUMFs on the books, four. A 1957 AUMF that I authored the legislation to repeal it, a 1991 AUMF for the first Gulf War, the 2002 AUMF for the second Gulf War, and the 2001 AUMF, which has underpinned the global war on terror that was passed, you know, right after 9/11. So I have co-sponsored or authored or co-led legislation to repeal the 57, 91, and 2002 AUMFs. We just had a hearing yesterday on, you know, either a repeal or a replacement or a modification, a sunset of the 2001 AUMF. It's critical that Congress takes more of a role here. We have delegated our authority to the president over decades, and we need to take that back so that Congress has a seat at the table. And if we're sending men and women into harm's way, make sure your elected representatives are voting on it. But they have to say, we approve or we don't approve. None of this kicking the can down the road and shirking that ultimate responsibility.
I appreciate you coming on, Congressman Meyer. Have a great day.
Thank you, Rick. Always a pleasure.
Again, that was Congressman Peter Meyer. I was only able to get him for one segment. I certainly had a few more questions to ask him, but I do appreciate him coming on in between meetings or committee hearings or whatever he is doing. 269-441-9595. Lines are open. Give us a call if you have a thought about what we're talking about today, the two interviews I had, or the cases we're talking about. You can also email me at rank, R-E as in Edward, N-K, at townsquaremedia.com. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Live with Rank show. Now, I published a piece this morning. Oh, before I forget, more of a just an informational thing I put out there. I don't know how many of you will catch other outlets talking about it. I added a little bit more to it, as I tend to do. Those four free COVID tests that you've got back or ordered in January, probably got them sometime in February. Starting next week, apparently they're going to give another four out free. That's something that Biden said during the State of the Union address. So out there on the websites of the stations you're listening to me on, I put an informational piece. Click on it. You'll see the picture of the website. It's very easy. It's very simple. I ordered four last time. So just be aware that it's out there starting next week. I actually went to the site last night in show prep, tried to order four just to see what would happen. And you get a message basically saying, not yet. I don't remember exactly, but it starts next week. So be aware of that. You can check that out at the websites of the stations you're listening to me on. But even better, I wrote this piece, started on it last night, finished it this morning, published it before the show, called Strange Matter Coffee Shop Wines and Lansing Brewing Company cancels MAGA Mixer. So be aware of that, because it's the whole cancel culture issue that's happening out there. By the way, those of you who are trying to call in, please let that phone ring. We will eventually get to you. Now, let me explain it this way. Well, I'll tell you what I wrote. I wrote this. The first, second, third thought. Oh, actually, I should change that. Maybe I did. There's a lot of times I fix things and then I forget to fix them. The first, second, and third thought you should have after reading this piece is do not, capital letters, buy coffee, baking goods, or anything else at the Strange Matter Coffee Shop on East Michigan Avenue in Lansing, Michigan. They revel in the world of, quote, cancel culture, end quote. So give them what they want for others, and that is to be canceled. Now, just think about that. I apologize. I had to fix something and now it is fixed. But think about that. This whole craziness when it comes to cancel culture. I am not one who's for cancel culture. But when people ask for it and they want to be part of it, well, then give them what they ask for. The Lansing State Journal is reporting that once the owners of the very strange matter coffee Strange Matter Coffee heard that the Lansing Brewing Company in Lansing was going to hold a MAGA, Make America Great Again Mixer, event. They also sent a statement in their tweet to their leftist followers and, as leftists do, lied about President Trump and those who support his pro-America agenda. Now, I thought to myself, wait, maybe that's why they're so angry, these leftists. Trump was pro-American. So Lansing Brewing Company in Lansing wanted to have a, you know, make money, basically. They have an establishment, and they asked, or I guess someone asked, to put together an event called the MAGA Mixer. And it was for people who support President Trump's policies to get together. Well, when this Strange Matter coffee shop heard about that, they couldn't deal with something, people thinking differently than them, could they? So they took their flyer, the Lansing Brewing Company's flyer, tweeted it out with a statement. And as I said, what they did is what all leftists do, lie and fake news about President Trump or the right. And in their statement, they wrote this, quote, "This is not about right or left. This isn't about fair representation. This is a local business choosing to give a platform of MAGA and Donald Trump. Trump, who praises Vladimir Putin and his war on Ukraine. Trump, who led a violent insurrection to attempt to overthrow our democracy and the will of the people. This is not just a Republican fundraiser. This is a dangerous, this is a conscious decision to put profit over people and democracy. We strongly hope that at Lansing Brewing Company recognizes the above and ultimately choose people and democracy over profit by canceling this event." Now, President Trump never praised Putin and his war on Ukraine. President Trump simply said that Putin was smart, which is true. Now, I pointed out to them, if they are angry that President Trump said Putin was smart, what are they, their fellow leftists and Biden supporters, going to cancel when it comes to Biden supporters' events when they find out Biden called Putin, quote, a worthy adversary? You remember that? Well, if you didn't, here it is.
Did you underestimate Putin? And would you still describe him the way that you did in the summer as a worthy adversary?
At the time, he was, I made it clear, as an adversary, and I said he was worthy. I didn't underestimate
and
him.
And I put that video in my piece. So will the Strange Matter Coffee Shop be demanding anybody who supports Biden or lefty, anything left, will they demand that those events be canceled. Now, they also lied about President Trump leading a violent insurrection. They apparently did not hear that the FBI has basically called that fake news when Reuters reported, quote, the FBI has found scant evidence that the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol was the result of an organized plot to overturn the presidential election result, according to four current and four former law enforcement officials. So what exactly do they call themselves, or why, I should say this, why exactly do they call themselves the strange, quote-unquote, matter coffee shop? Perhaps they believe in quite a few conspiracy theories, and I'll tell you about them coming up right after this. You're listening to The Live with Rank Show. You're listening to The Live with Rank Show. 269-441-9595. You have a thought about what we're talking about? The phone lines are back open. I'm pointing to a piece, and I hope many of you guys will read the piece, not just listen to me talk about it, to get the full sense and idea of what I am I'm trying to do here. It's called Strange Matter Coffee Shop Wines and Lansing Brewing Company Cancels MAGA Mixer. And I am not for cancel culture. I'm against it. But I'm also someone who says if someone rebels in cancel culture, like these people on the left, like this Strange Matter coffee shop, well, then give them what they want and cancel them. And it is just so interesting when people are so frightened that people have different ideas than them. When people are so filled with hate in their hearts, souls, and minds, they have to, you know, express that on people who think differently than them. You generally don't get that from the right. They're more intelligent, more less emotion-based when it comes to that. So, Lansing Brewing Company on March 26th was going to have an event, MAGA Mixer. People who believe in America first and the policies of Trump get together. Well, this very Strange Matter coffee shop couldn't deal with that. They couldn't allow someone to make money off of that. And they took their flyer, tweeted it out to all their other leftists, and did what leftists do, lie. Said that Trump is, you know, behind Putin in this war against Ukraine. Complete and utter lie. So what else are they lying about? Where they get their coffee beans? Is it really just not roasted fresh? Is it roasted somewhere else? Is it Folgers or something else? Because if they're going to lie about something so easy to find out and figure out, they'll lie about everything. Where do they get their baked goods? From someone else? Does someone else bake it? Now they tell you they bake it. Yeah, right. Okay, sure. Well, you get my point. And they also said that Trump led the insurrection on January 6th. We already know, and I gave them everything. The Reuters said they're spreading fake news, is what Reuters said. The coffee, the strange coffee shop is spreading fake news. Because there's no evidence of that. FBI came out. So why exactly do they call themselves the, quote, strange, end quote, matter coffee shop? Perhaps because they do believe in quite a few conspiracy theories. I bet you they believe that we never actually landed on the moon. Aliens live in Area 51. Boys can literally be girls, and girls can literally be boys. Biology and science do not exist. The government cannot tell you what to do with your body until you are born. And the government is spreading chemicals to make all the frogs gay. Now, those who live in Lansing or the Lansing area, please make an effort to go to the Lansing Brewing Company to support them. Also, please give the Very Strange Matter coffee shop what they want to be part of the cancel culture. to help Strange Matter Coffee Shop achieve its goal of being part of swimming in the evil goo of canceling people and businesses. Please spread the word not to go to their shop or buy any of their products. As the Strange Matter Coffee Shop stated, quote, "We strongly hope At Lansing Brewing Co. recognizes the above and ultimately chooses people and democracy over profit by canceling this event," end quote. Please afford them that same courtesy and let them know what you think on their Facebook page, and I have a link to it, or Twitter page, at Strange Matter Co. Now, whatever you message or tweet them, please be very respectful and do not descend or stoop to their level. We are only trying to give them what they want, and that is to be part of the heart, souls, and minds filled with hate that drives their anger at other people who think differently than them. I say give them what they want for others and cancel them. I, for one, am against the hate-filled cancel culture. I am not afraid of what other people say or believe. I've also learned that when someone asks to be part of the cancel culture, who am I to step in their way? In fact, we should help them with their desire to be part of their hate-filled and frightened cancel culture world. And I even say good luck, Very Strange Matter Coffee Shop. 269-441-9595. If you have a thought about what we're talking about, let's go to Mary Ann. Thanks, Mary Ann, for calling in and holding on. I do appreciate that. Welcome to the show. Oh, sorry.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, I called the Strange Matter Coffee Shop after I heard what your first part of your segment was. And the first thing I said to the lady that answered the phone was, "Now, this, I know you're an employee," and I said, "this is not about you." I said, "but your business," and then I went in to explain about the letter that they sent out, and that a lot of it was lies. And I said, "Here's the bottom line. Businesses should not get involved in politics."
Right.
I said, "my daughter owns a business, and the last thing she has always said, I am not doing anything political, anything. I mean, now it's that brewing company's choice to hold something like that. But to have another business come in and say, you know, don't go there because they're wrong and we're right, basically." And I said to the lady, I said, "you know, if I were there in that area, I probably wouldn't come to your business." And she said, you probably have a lot of people that agree." And she goes, "no, there are a lot of people that are glad that, you know," or I can't remember exactly the word she said, but I'm like,
"glad that they canceled."
"I'm not a customer."
Excuse me, Marianne. Glad you said that. They said a lot of people are glad that they canceled another person's business.
They were okay with the fact that they did that.
Okay. Yeah. And I mean, so I expect
I'm
that.
I'm not a customer of theirs. Pardon?
I expected that. I mean, they know their audience, and it's Lansing.
I said, "I'm not a customer of yours." She goes, "well, then it's okay."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "okay. It's okay that I'm not a customer of yours,"
mm-hmm.
"you know, because I agree something different believe in something different." I'm like, "oh my gosh, you guys are stupid way too low, way too low." I agree with everything you said right before you had me come on.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, if you know people in the Lansing area, send them the link to that article. We need the people to know. We need to give Strange Matter Coffee what they want. That's all I'm saying. I don't want it, but they want it. They want to be part of the cancel culture, so give it to them.
Yep, exactly.
All right.
Exactly. And my bottom line is now, I don't know if I've ever been quiet. I've never been quiet about stuff, but I'm becoming more vocal. And, you know, I will call people and call them out on it.
Right.
So that's
well, anyway, if you go to their website, strangemattercoffee.com and click under about, it tells you who the owner, and I think that's the owner. And then you can just ask for the owner. But I request that you be respectful. Do not stoop to their level.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how much they poke you, don't write nasty tweets. Don't write nasty things on their Facebook page. Just be respectful about your thoughts and ideas, because they won't be to you, or they may be on air, but I'm saying, as you can see in their comments and emails, I see it. They're not respectful to me, that's for sure. And you just don't want to stoop to that. You just want to express whatever your feelings are and do it with kindness in your heart rather than hate in your heart. Correct. Like they have. All right, thanks, Marianne, for calling in. Appreciate that.
Correct.
You have a great day. 269-441-9595. You listen to Live with Frank. We'll be right back after this.